Welcome to the PokerSoftware.com podcast. This is podcast number 2, and we're going to be having Ben Giordano of Poker Pushbot. We're going to be talking about some of the really cool rakeback programs and his software, Poker Pushbot, and how you can get it all for free. We'll also have Jamie Little, one of our top reporters for PokerSoftware.com, and he'll be talking about what's new in poker software. It's time to turn to our next segment. We have a guest here on the PokerSoftware.com podcast, and that's Ben Giordano. Ben, it's great to have you.
Great to be here, Sean.
And you are the lead developer of Poker Pushbot. We're going to talk a little bit about the rakeback promotion that we have where you can get Poker Pushbot for free. But why don't you talk about your software and how it's of use to tournament and sit and go players?
Well, the idea started, I put together a set of spreadsheets when I was in college playing online for fold shove situations and multi-table tournaments. And the spreadsheets kept getting bigger and more advanced. And I decided that it was time about a year ago to put a user-friendly graphical user interface over it. So I got together with a development team and built the Poker Pushbot application.
Awesome. And that application is for any version of Windows, is that correct?
Yep, it works on all versions of Windows. The Mac version is currently under development.
So there is a Mac version coming.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, for those of you that don't know, if you don't have Rakeback, you're going to want to sign up through PokerSoftware.com. We have a special program, and you're going to be able to hear about it here on the podcast. What it is if you want Rakeback, and if you're not getting Rakeback, you need to get it. It is a payment to you. Every time you play a hand, you accumulate rake. Well, at the end of the week or the month, depending on the site, they will give you back a percentage of that fee that you pay. And at Full Tilt Poker, it's 27%. At Cake Poker, it is 33%. In addition, we have some other great promotions that, for example, at Full Tilt, you'll get the 27% plus you'll get entry into a $20,000 monthly free roll. Usually there's about 800 to 1,000 players in that, so it's good odds and it's completely free. In addition, if you rake $10, if you even play the smallest of stakes, you're going to get Poker Pushbot for free. Ben, how did that deal come together?
Well, I met with some of the guys from Poker Software. And if you notice on PokerSoftware.com, Poker Pushbot is part of their recommended programs list. Okay. The guys at Poker Software really loved the software when they started using it. And because of the low cost of the software, they're able to offer it to their rakeback players almost immediately.
It's fantastic. Now, I actually did the review myself for Poker Pushbot on PokerSoftware.com. And I'm not a tournament player. I'm a cash player. So M-theory and push-fold situations aren't, you know, second nature to me. And I found that this software is really helpful for even, I mean, just the newbie who's completely new to the whole tournament and sit and go online poker thing, as well as cash game players that really want to have a better understanding of M theory and when to put it into place. Is that a good summation?
Yeah, well, basically what we wanted to do is keep it simple with Poker Pushbot. A lot of the other Pushbot calculation programs or M theory calculation programs get very in depth with ICM and all that stuff, but there, you know, 90% of the time you're just making your decision based on your chip equity and not the actual dollar equity that's involved in the situation. So the idea behind Poker Pushbot was just to keep it simple, only worry about the attributes that matter, and make good all-in or full decisions, and really help train the newcomer to this phase of the game that's so important.
Fantastic. Now, you actually have a poker background. You've been focusing on your business in the last year. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you got involved with poker in your life?
Well, I have the typical watched rounders when I was in 10th grade story. And me and my friends started playing just for fun. We played at high school and we played home games once in a while. And then I went to college and got a little more serious about it, and one of my great friends, Ryan Golfa D'Angelo, just actually final tabled the PCA. He kind of brought me up into the game, and we started playing MTTs together, and then we played pretty seriously for a couple years in college, and then I actually moved into cash as well, and I focused on cash for a couple years. About the last year and a half, I've kind of taken a little break and focused on my business.
Fantastic. Well, we know that Poker Pushbot's actually been a very popular software program. There's a lot of people using it now. For those people that you've helped, what do you want to say to them in terms of, you know, your software has helped them, and I know they want to thank you, but what do you want to say back?
It's just a great product. I really think that the product speaks for itself. The low cost is really great and makes it very accessible for a lot of users, especially the newcomers who don't want to invest hundreds of dollars in ICM software and delve that deep into it, just to get a good overview and to get a good feel for the game and to, you know, make correct decisions and learn how to make correct decisions. Poker Pushbot is a great jump start, and it's a program I wish I had about 4 years ago when I started playing.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest here on the PokerSoftware.com podcast. Ben, take care. We hope to hear from you again soon.
All right, Sean. Thank you.
It's now time to turn our attention to Jamie Little. He is in charge of the What's New in Poker Software segment. Once again, Jamie, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Glad to be back on. And just a couple of things to talk about today. We're going to first talk about Poker Tracker 3 and their new update. Poker Tracker 3 is obviously one of our recommended softwares on the site. Actually, now have just recently released their Mac version of software, which is really exciting for you Mac users out there. Currently, it only supports the sites that have a native Mac client for download. So if you're playing through a site with, through your internet browser, it doesn't currently, work with those solutions currently. But and they also have a new backup and restore process with Poker Tracker 3, which is really cool. For myself in the past, transferring databases and other information from, one computer to the next or, whatever that may be, it was very difficult. But with the new backup and restore process, you can basically back up your whole database, any, reports or statistics, notes, buddies, etc. in a just a zip file and transfer those where you need those. It's all, if you're converting over to Mac from a a PC version, that's going to be very useful for you as well. They also now support Omaha for you Omaha lovers out there. It's going to be really great for you, so you can now experience the same functionality with Omaha games as you have with your Hold'em. And actually on our site here recently, Sean, you actually just conducted an interview with Derek Charles, which is really, really cool. So I encourage everyone to go out and view that interview. It's really neat to hear from some of the developers sometimes just to kind of see what's going on and what they're thinking about and things like that. So
one thing that I wanted to interject there, the Mac version and this Omaha upgrade are free. If you already have one license for Poker Tracker, then you're going to be able to download the Mac version completely for free. It's not an additional fee. Which I thought was really cool on behalf of the team at Poker Tracker.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. I think Omaha's in beta, so things are going well there.
What else do we have on tap?
Actually, Full Tilt Poker is actually a really hot topic in the forums right now. There's literally hundreds of pages and thousands of posts about a new Rush Poker format that they have over there. And it's just a really cool format. Basically, you register for a cash game, and you'll be put into a pool of players, and it's really fast-paced, and you can play, 3 to 4 times as many hands as you normally would, just because you don't have to wait for the hand to be over to move on to the next hand. So you can fold ahead of time, and you'll automatically be moved to the next table, and it's just, just a constant process. So have you had a chance to try that out yourself, Sean? I haven't, so.
I have, and a lot of my regular friends who are, I guess you'd call them poker professionals, are not making hundreds of thousands a month, but they are living off their poker winnings. I mean, it's a mixed bag. For me, I hate it. It's not, to me, the Cadillac of poker. When I sit down at a Texas Hold'em game and make reads and make plays, I found it's a very loose, a very aggressive game. And if you're like me and you tilt in any way, shape, or form, it's not going to be for you. In 300 hands, I lost 5 buy-ins, was 3 buy-ins below EV, and was ready to throw my gorgeous new computer through the window into the rain. So for me, it was extremely tilting. However, I got a friend. He didn't play the top stakes. I know right now they have 5 no limit, which is 2 cents, 5 cents, 10 no limit, 25 no limit, 50 no limit, and 100 no limit. And he wasn't playing 100 no limit. I think he was playing 25. And he's won like 9 buy-ins in a couple thousand hands. So it's a gambler's game, I guess. I mean, it's a crazy way of playing poker. It's a lot of fun if you just want to goof around. You don't even care what happens. But it's a very loose, very aggressive game. If you're robotic and you don't need to make any reads because every hand you're with different players, so there's no way you can make a table read. And you're just kind of playing the cards and maybe playing a giant range against the other player, then you can try it out. Do I think it's the flavor of the month? Yes. I think it might end up like the Matrix tournaments where it just kind of hangs out and people kind of, when they're curious or drunk, kind of play it, but I think it's going to be popular for a little while, at least a month or two, and then I think it's just really going to die out because the swings it will take people on is too much. And I mean, it's why I think, like, six-handed or heads up pot limit Omaha hasn't become more popular. People can't handle the swings. I couldn't handle the swings, so that's just my take.
Cool. I'll have to try that out. And they've also had some other updates with the site as well. They also now offer shallow tables, standard and deep stack tables. So a shallow table, you can buy in anywhere from 20 to 40 big blinds, and then standard's 35 to 100 big blinds, and then your deep stack tables are 75 to 200 big blinds. So so for you guys that can't stand the short stackers, just buying in for the minimum and doubling up and leaving, you can obviously buy into a standard or a deep stack table, which is really cool.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting in ahead, hitting your set, and only getting paid off for, you know, 20 big blinds. So
yeah, the problem, I mean, for heads up and six max players, it wasn't a huge deal. But, you know, if you don't know, the full ring games at Full Tilt were ridiculous. I mean, we're talking 40 to 50% of the players were short stackers. And when you get up to the 100 no limit, 200 no limit, 400 no limit levels, these short stackers are good. They're not the short stackers you see at 10 no limit or 25 no limit that have absolutely no idea how to properly utilize this theory. And it was sandbagging a lot of the games. They were just terrible to play in. And a lot of the regulars were threatening to leave, moving over to PokerStars so they can get Supernova status as soon as possible with the start of the new year. And I think it's fantastic that Full Tilt has made this change to make their players happy. And, you know, I can only hope that other sites follow suit. I know the Sirius Network is like this as well, correct?
Yep, I believe so. And and also one last thing, the bet slider options are more options are available, which is great because now you can increase your bet size by the small blind. So it makes it really easy to, you know, raise by 2.5x big blind versus, you know, having to type it in manually and things like that. So seeing a lot of players excited about the new bet slider options as well. And just one last thing, just talking about, you know, we talked about our last podcast, talked about some data mining issues and things. The Merge Network is actually making some moves to kind of stop data mining and things like that. They will no longer write hand histories that are observed, you know, to your computer so that you can data mine and other things like that. So that's really the only thing about data mining. I think, I mean, for me personally, I don't have a problem with data mining. You know, you made a great point in an article that you wrote recently about if it hadn't been for, you know, shared hand histories, that a lot of these scams and cheating scandals would have never been, you know, uncovered. So for me personally, I don't have a problem at all with, you know, obviously data mining, observed hands and things like that. I think it's good and bad. You know, they are not the Merge, sorry about that, the Micro Gaming Network just, you know, basically made a statement that they think that, paraphrasing here, that they think that it's a disadvantage, I guess, to the recreational player, which I think is maybe not necessarily the best reason in the world to do it. But just, again, going back to your point of uncovering, you know, scams and cheating scandals and stuff just alone, that's just only just one reason that don't really mind data mining at all.
Right. And to make sure, this was the Micro Gaming Network.
Yeah.
It is a non-US network, that's correct?
Yep.
Right. And I mean, if I remember, I did write the article for it on Poker Software. I found it kind of ironic because none of the data mining sites actually sell hand histories, you know, for this network. So it was kind of a step in the direction of, you know, needlessness. Yeah, I don't buy the argument that, you know, data mining is horrible for the industry. It's fine. I get it if you don't like it. I think there's an argument either way. I just don't think it's fair if even the hands that you play in, you can't get a hand history and you can't even track your progress. I think most of us read that article at Cornell University where he made two basic points where, one, you know, the more hands you play, the more swings you're going to have in the game, the more susceptible you are to lose. No kidding. And secondly, if you don't track your results, you're going to be prone to, you know, losing a lot of your money because you're just never going to know what your bankroll requirements are and how well you're doing in the game. And not being able to track prevents you from basically doing any of that. You know, the final point I made was, if we didn't have these hand histories, you know, we never would have known about all these super users at all the different sites. I don't want to rehash it because it's just a, you know, we all know about it. But that's my opinion. I know there's arguments both ways and I respect both, but how do you feel? I mean, I guess you kind of feel the same way I do.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't think if a player chooses not to, you know, use a hold'em manager or a poker tracker or something like that to track their results and, you know, gain any information they can, you know, that's their choice. But I don't think that you should necessarily penalize the other players that, you know, choose to collect information to help them make the best decisions they can at the tables and things like that. So I don't know. I mean, there's arguments both ways, but for me personally, I don't have a problem with data mining or hand tracking or anything like that. And I guess I read a post that just kind of going back to the Rush Poker thing, that you actually can't observe tables there. A site like Poker Table Ratings, you can't necessarily see the results from those tables. So I think that all sites, to some degree, are trying to put a stop to data mining, but I don't know. I don't really see that big of a deal with it. So that's just my opinion.
Cool. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Wonderful gleanings of information as always.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
So that'll do it for this month's podcast for PokerSoftware.com. We'd like to thank Ben. We'd like to thank Jamie for their contributions. And we encourage everyone to visit PokerSoftware.com, the leading authority of third-party software for the online poker industry. Take care.